The Exira EHK Spartans earned their second straight win of the season as they beat East Mills 58-6. Head coach Drew Buckle was proud of his offensive line for allowing both Jamison Kilworth and Alex Hansen to rush down the field for the entirety of the game. Jathan Devereux-Carlisle, Jackson Radcliffe, and Josh Nelson were all leading the offensive line and kept out the blocking game to open up big holes on the offense.
Yeah, I thought it was really well. We were blocking the right guys, and we were being physical at the point of attack, and it just opened up holes for Jamison and Alex. The holes were pretty big, pretty easy to run through. So I was very pleased with how the front three did. Jathan, JR, and Josh, I thought those guys did a great job.
Exira EHA came out in the game with a bang, scoring 38 points in the first quarter alone. The Spartans scored on their first two offensive drives, and even on a punt return to add to the board. The Spartans scored 6 in the second quarter and went to halftime leading 44-0. Coming out of halftime, the team became lackadaisical and was not playing at the level they were in the first half.
Well, I thought our kids came out ready to go. We fixed up a couple things in our blocking assignments, so that looked pretty well. I think we scored on our first two plays of offense, and we had a punt return, so I thought we came out the gates ready to go. And obviously I thought our defense played very well too. Didn't give up any points in the first half. And I think, yeah, the kids were excited. It was senior night. There was a lot of energy. There was a lot of focus in the first half. Yeah, we came out ready to go. But in the third quarter, I think we got lackadaisical. I was not very happy with how we came out in the third quarter. I think we turned it over 3 times in a row coming out. So we can't do that moving forward.
Against East Mills, Jamison Kilworth passed for 73 yards and 2 touchdowns, with passes to Alex Hansen and Cash M. Garten. Hansen also rushed for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns. Kilworth also added on an additional 140 yards rushing and a touchdown. The ground game continues to favor the Spartans, as they're not shying away from it.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about it. We are a run-first team. We're built to run the ball. We're still going to mix in play action passes and some in the passing game to keep people honest, but we really want to establish the line of scrimmage in every game we play.
Alex Hansen may have played well on offense, but he also sparked on defense, as he was the leading tackler against East Mills with 6 tackles and 5 for loss. Coach Buckle knows that he can rely on Hansen to be a utility on both the offensive and defensive sides of the ball.
Well, Alex is just a highly motivated person by nature. That's just who he is. What helps him is he's a wrestler, so he's got a good form on his tackling. And he gets off blocks really well, and his motor doesn't stop. So it's a perfect mixture to be a really good outside linebacker for us.
Exira EHK will be taking on Griswold this week, a team that earned its first win of the season last week, 66-16 over West Harrison. The Tigers team looked their best last week, as Bodie Wyman passed for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns, while Zane Johnson rushed for 136 yards and 4 touchdowns. Griswold is looking their best, and Exira EHK will have to be assignment sound in this game.
Oh, well, they're constantly improving. They did just get a big win. They came out and they spread the ball out a little bit more than what they usually have done. So we got to be ready for, you know, spread and trips. I think their quarterback does a really good job of getting the balls to the receivers. Number 7 is a very hard runner. He's a very tough runner. He's hard to bring down. So we're going to have to just, it's like every week, be assignment sound, tackle really well, and establish the line of scrimmage up front.
Exira EHK will travel to Griswold tomorrow to take on the Tigers in a district matchup. This game will be broadcast live with myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West on KSLM 96.5 FM and video live streaming on WesternIowaToday.com. The pregame show starts at 6:30 p.m. and the kickoff follows after at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.